So welcome to Laetare Sunday, which is our Lenten Rejoiced Sunday, fourth Sunday of Lent. And what it means is that Lent is half over. This is the midpoint of the Lenten season. And we should be rejoicing, because Easter and the celebration of the resurrection are only 3 weeks away. And the resurrection is everything. I mean, without the resurrection, crucifixion serves no purpose. I mean, the resurrection is our doorway to a restored relationship with God. So it shouldn't surprise us, then, that all three readings that we heard today are examples of fallen people, of failed people, who were given an opportunity to enter into a more God-centered and glorious life. In the first reading from Joshua, the Israelites are finally being allowed, after 40 years of wandering in the desert, into the Promised Land. And what's more, they are being allowed to do this despite time and time again, over those 40 years, either not trusting in God or, quite frankly, having openly been unfaithful to God. And yet God still invited them in. In today's second reading from St. Paul's letter to the 2 Corinthians, we hear of an even more dramatic description of being given an opportunity to enter into a more God-centered, glorious life. I mean, all the Israelites were being offered was a land on this earth and some guarantee of peace and security. But they were not being offered a fundamental change in their relationship with God. Yes, they were still God's people, but they were still only God's servant people. What St. Paul is telling us is that through Christ, the Corinthians, and then by extension, all of us, are being offered total reconciliation with God. We are being given the opportunity to legitimately call ourselves daughters and sons of God. And it is the resurrection that makes that possible. And just like the Israelites, this offer is being made despite the fact that we time and time again have often not trusted God, or even maybe been openly unfaithful to him. Well, last but not least, the parable, the gospel. And it's called the parable of the prodigal son, which I think is a really bad name. I mean, I think a much better name would be the parable of the father and the two sons. Because Jesus is clearly using all three characters, the father and both sons, to make his point. Because each of the two sons are guilty of a different kind of sin against the relationship with their father. The younger son, he was openly rebellious. The older son was grudgingly obedient. For him, it was an obligation. And both, in their own way, had separated themselves from the father. Yet the father treated both of them with great mercy. And he offered both of them the opportunity for a new, more intimate relationship with himself. And we can see how the younger son responded. I mean, he accepted the father's invitation and was reconciled with him. The parable doesn't tell us how the older son responded. Well, Lent is a season when we would do well to reflect on this parable and those two sons. How is our relationship with God going? In some ways, have we behaved like the younger son and rebelled? Or have we approached our relationship with God like the older son, as an obligation? Because like the father in the parable, God the Father is reaching out to us and inviting us back into an ever deeper relationship with him. And that is what Lent is all about. Now, if Lent, like for the older son, has only really been kind of an obligation, maybe we are rejoicing because sooner rather than later, we can kind of put aside all this praying and fasting and almsgiving, at least until next year, right? Or have we approached Lent like the younger son, who at the end of the parable had his eyes opened by the trials and the tribulations that he experienced while he was in that distant country? I mean, he came to see his desperate need to be in right relationship with his Father, and he did everything in his power to ask for it. Have our Lenten activities opened our eyes to our need to be in right relationship with the Father? Are we rejoicing in the resurrection because we're seeing it as it is intended to be, the doorway to a new and more glorious relationship with God? But here's the good news. Lent's only half over. You still have 3 more weeks to either follow the example of the younger son and continue to embrace the significance of the resurrection and use our Lenten activities to draw closer to God. But if up to now we've only been finding Lent to be something of an obligation, well, we still have 3 new weeks to pray that God would open our eyes so we would see the significance of the resurrection and show us how to use Lenten activities to really renew and deepen our relationship with God the Father.